I'll leave to the MEC, Honorable Chairperson.
Well, thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Just one request from the MEC, from the infrastructure. Remember, before this, the committee went to the Eastern Cape and we had an oversight there. I hear that you're doing a lot today. If you can mention some of the projects that you have, we'll appreciate that it was not part of this. But if you can, it was.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Chair, for giving my voice. I am I'm sort of handicapped today, but I brought somebody who can talk on my behalf. But what I would like to, I want to start with what the Deputy Minister ended with on the question of teenage pregnancy. In the integrated school health program, we have a strategy that we put up, both the education and us. We have visited those schools that were had a high number of pregnant children. We started this program 2 years ago, and I must say in the last year we have seen greater reduction, particularly in Afrin, so that is the district that has the highest of the pregnancies. We established in three areas, in Bizana, in Manfred, Maluti, where they had high pregnancy rate. And I must say, a school that had 2 years ago 67 children pregnant had only two last year. And we really think the program were going to carry it over the province, because even in other districts there is the pregnancy, high rate of pregnancy, but it was not as bad as it was in Alfredo. The Deputy Minister has covered the issues and the shortage of medication, but let me also speak to the staff shortage. The staff shortage is a problem that we decided as the department we must visit. We have visited Alfredo and visited O.R. Tambo, which are our pilots in the NHI, so that we can see for ourselves when they talk of staff shortage, what they mean. We found that in most of the areas, there isn't staff shortage, except that there's a skewed skills mix, where you find a clinic has got 11 professional nurses, has got one enrolled, maybe one assistant, which means you've got, it's an army that has got only generals. And you'll understand in health, you need more hands-on people. So we are busy trying to. There are areas where we definitely found that there was a shortage. At times, because of the skills mix, for instance, in one hospital in Spato, we went to Spato, they had a nurse who was in theater trained. She was of a retiring age. They did not replace the nurse in time. So when we got there, the theater was not working well because there was not this nurse. Those are the areas that we found. Are the nurses still living in big numbers? No. But those who left are a problem to us now. They want to come back and want to be put in front of those who have applied. We've got a lot of nurses that are not employed. For instance, we advertise for 500 posts. You will think it's an exaggeration. We got 11,000 applications for just 500. It's a problem. It's probably nurses that come from private institutions and nurses that we train ourselves, maybe a cleaner. You upgrade to an assistant and you upgrade to the enrolled nurse, and you do not translate. Those are the problems that we have. But we are trying as a province to look into those areas. We I've brought with Umlamli Duzo, who's the chief director in infrastructure, who will talk to the infrastructure problem. If you look at our presentation, we decided to cover a whole plan about Alfredo, what we are doing, what we are going to be doing in the future. But I must say that we have covered quite a lot in every province in the infrastructure. Just a month ago, we opened one of our state-of-the-art facilities, Cecilia Makiwane. I am sorry about that. No, we will invite you to come. We'll take you around. Yes, it's really beautiful. The Deputy President Kukustok is one of the best. Yes, one of the best. I will ask, with your permission, that Utoso goes through the, quickly through the presentation and then talk to some other projects, infrastructure projects in the province. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. We don't have all the time.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Good morning to the members of the committee. Chair, our approach is as follows. Chair, we want to share with the committee the nature of work we're doing in that region, in the origin, from the perspective of the infrastructure. We want to also share with the committee very high level progress we've made on the number of projects. Three, chair, in the presentation, we want to cover a topical issue, that of medical equipment availability and the maintenance thereof. Four, chair, in the presentation, we will also address ourselves to again another typical issue, the issue of medical legal challenges faced by the health sector. Equally, Chair, the issue of maintenance, we'll share with the committee our approach provincially, you know, that we're taking and moving forward, and of course the broad maintenance program we're taking. The last issue, Chair, we'll just touch base on the visit that the committee had made to the three facilities, namely Maluti CEC. The committee was there sometime last year. Chair, provincially, our approach is that we're not building new infrastructure. If anything, we're maintaining the existing infrastructure across all spectrum, clinics, hospitals, forensic pathology services, emergency medical services. We also provide accommodation for the health professionals. We are equally, Chair, paying more attention in providing appropriate medical equipment, including medical gas points installation. We still, Chair, do have in between unsafe and mud structures. We are, Chair, dealing with those issues. The committee would know that Alfred Nzo remains largely a rural area. From our own little money, we do provide support services in the form of water, electricity. Last one, Chair, the Minister has touched on it, is the safety, both of patients as well as our own professionals. We do, Chair, provide security in the form of guardhouses as well as the fences in the facilities. Chair, we do provide, I think, a four-page slide, a very high-level update on the projects. I'll quickly, Chair, go through those projects. The first one, St. Patrick's in Bazana, it has, Chair, been completed at a cost of 341 million rand. The following ones are, Chair, on construction. Hutong Tip Hospital, Matadiel, is on construction. CPA2 Hospital is equally, Chair, on construction. That is a level one facility. We've got quite a number of other facilities that we're busy documenting. The intention, it is for us to go out on tender as soon as possible. With your Chair permission, I will not read through the list, but those are the facilities in Alfred Nzo that we are dealing with from the perspective of the infrastructure point of view. Suffice to say, Chair, that we have gone to package our work in terms of the work streams. You would note in the presentation the very first column called work streams. We've got a work stream called upgrade capital projects in the presentation. The second one is your health facilities renovation and repairs program. The third one is electrical and mechanical upgrades. The fourth one is the replacement of mud structures and structures. The fifth one is the health professions accommodation. The seventh one is the water and the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. Okay. Let's chair and the members go to a slide written infrastructure project status in Upper Tinzo. The second chair slide, we've got 1 of 4 at the top. 1 of 4 at the top. Okay, in there we're providing a list of projects. The first one is St. Patrick's Hospital. Alright. Thanks, Chair. And then same chair, we've got 4 slides that gives an update on the infrastructure projects purely within the Upper Tinzo region. Two chairs saying we've gone to arrange our work in terms of the work packages. The very first column is written work packages. Under that work packages, Chair, we've got upgrade capital projects. We're giving you all our mega projects and the status thereof. Work stream, same slide.
1 of 4.
Yes. Okay, no, it's fine. On the extreme left, Chair. Yes, Chair. Alright. Thanks, Chair. Now we're now on 3 of 4. I was then saying we've gone to arrange our project in terms of the work packages. On 3 of 4, we've got electrical and mechanical upgrades. In there, we've got quite a number of facilities that still don't have access to grid of the ESCOM grid. There's a plan to deal with that one. The other issue, work stream, is to deal with the mud and the inappropriate structures. We'll then give you a list of projects that we intend to deal with that one. Under accommodation, we'll also give you a list of projects that we are implementing under accommodation. Then the last slide, it's 4 of 4 on the project. We've got two of the chair members. Work streams, we've got water and wastewater treatment plants upgrade. We then give you the facilities that we're doing work on in Greenville, for example, Taylor Bequest, Mount Elif. Then the last one, Chair, work stream, is the fencing and the guard houses project. In there, we've got phase one and phase two, Chair. So over the MTF period, we intend to invest 2.1 billion rand, Chair, in that region, Upper Tinzo. If we then, Chair, go to the second slide, that then deals with the procurement and maintenance of medical equipment. Can I proceed, Chair? Chair, the approach we have taken there, the department, firstly, Chair, working with National Treasury and National Health, we don't procure equipment on a item-by-item basis. We have now gone through what we refer to as a framework contract. We go out on tender. For a group of medical equipment, any facility provincially can be able to procure against those framework contracts if they so desire. That's the first issue, Chair. But key, Chair, the pillars of our medical equipment strategy is as follows. We are focusing, Chair, on resolving particular clinical health problems. The first one for us being a medical legal risk management. We have got equipment that we have bought for facilities. In the main, ultrasound, CTGs, infant monitors, infant and womans. The second one, Chair, is around your diagnostic and medical imaging equipment, largely known as your X-ray equipment, your ultrasound, your CT scans. We have got, Chair, existing tenders that our facilities provincially can be able to procure against. The third item is to provide equipment for your IDL clinics. Again, there are tenders available both provincially and nationally. The fourth one, Chair, we also have money that we have set aside to procure equipment for hospitals. The fifth one is to procure equipment for the existing clinics. And of course, the X-ray is a big issue, largely within your district and your CHCs. We do have existing tenders three-year tenders that we've got. Chair, linked to that, we have now gone to procure equipment at the backdrop of asking suppliers to also provide for us the maintenance and the warranty program. So when we buy this equipment, they come automatically with the maintenance plan and the warranty and the guarantee program. The second last issue, Chair, is around medical care systems. Most of our facilities provincially, they are lacking big time in this area. There's a program that we have now put in place to provide medical gas installation and medical gas piping. The last one is around your cleaning equipment, like your theater services, your autoclaves, and instrument washers. Chair, I've raised this issue to say that key is that what we procure, we have got a standing that manufacture a backup warranty cover for 2 years and a maintenance plan that covers minimum of 5 years. Chair, the slide after that, we are just giving you categories of equipment that we have got in the market to procure. We've gone to arrange this in terms of the batches. Your batch one, we've got imaging equipment. We then give you the type of equipment that we've got in the tenders. Your batch two is a critical equipment. We equally give you a list of the equipment items that we have got on tender. Batch four, equally got those on tender. Batch five, recently, we have got office furniture, a contract. Batch six, we have got also a linen and a clothing a tender. The MEC here is quite strict that we should try and procure some of these from the local manufacturers in the province. Chair, in terms of commissioning facilities, currently we are buying the tax machine for the province. Your batch 2, 3, 5, 6, we've got those chairs again in the existing RT tender. The next slide, Chair, it deals with our response to what we refer to as the medical legal challenges. Provincially, there are 18 chair facilities that are earmarked to be receiving attention from infrastructure. In as far as Appenzell is concerned, Chair, there are three facilities of the 18. The first one is being Taylor, Bequest Hospital. The second one is St. Patrick's Hospital. Then the last one is Manigali Gazol. Chair, in the main, our intervention in those facilities, we are looking to create suitable spaces in the maternity theatre, pediatrics, and the area. Look at providing proper ICU high care bed spaces for your neonate, and of course, Chair, the support available for engineering services, the oxygen point, compressed medical air vacuum pumps, and the emergency power supply, Chair. Then, of course, the ventilation system is an issue that we are focusing on. And, of course, Chair, security access. You know that babies in the recent past have been stolen in the maternity areas. We are now providing electrical security. And, of course, the medical equipment. Chair, the slide on the maintenance approach we are taking provincially. Chair, the department took a decision that we must decentralized maintenance services. The reason being that we want facilities to be able to deal with their very day-to-day maintenance issues. And Chair, on that slide, I'm giving the committee a list of items that we want the facilities to be responsible for, Chair. The first one was saying hospitals, they should be in a position to replace gloves, and the flats, replace broken windows and panes, glass cutting, door repairs, leaking taps, leaking toilets, the list, Chair, is endless. We're hoping that those things can better manage much more closer where services, Chair, are taking place, as opposed to have facilities relying on the head office to deal with those issues. Chair, the other slide deals with more critical life and machinery and equipment. I think those on Chair will give you a list of those on the third page, like your boilers. Those are handled at a much more Chair, higher level because of their complexities, your boilers, your generators, electrical works, autoclaves, theater conditions, vacuum pumps, mortuary, kitchen, laundry, lift. Those Chair are fairly complex. We therefore handle those at a much more high level at the province. The approach we have taken, Chair, again, is for us to enter into framework contracts. You appoint contractors to maintain those for you over a 2-3 year period. We're therefore moving away from a crisis management approach. Things they break, suddenly we must now look for contractors at a very high cost. They take 2 days to displace, and in the process, things they go chaotic, change the facilities. The slide I'll talk to is in respect of the responses that we put together based on the site visits that the committee had undertaken to Alberton Law. Essentially, there are three facilities that we had gone to visit. First, the SOP site visit, Alberton Law, in the presentation. There are three facilities that we had gone to visit. The first one is Lungangeni Clinic in Alberton Law. The second one, Chair, is Maluti Community Health Center. The third one is Mbecheni Clinic. Chair, in terms of what we have done as a program, we've gone out to assess that clinic, and indeed the findings of the committee were correct. That facility, Chair, has long outlived its usefulness. When Chair had taken to provide a park home to that facility, we have not, Chair, met those expectations or the timelines, but we have since, Chair, moved ahead to quickly ensure that park home moves from St. Patrick's to Chair, that facility. The delay was not around the procurement Chair issues departmentally, but we have since, Chair, moved in to actually deal with that issue, Chair. Long-term plan, Chair, it is to provide a new clinic. That clinic is likely, Chair, a much structure. It was built by, you know, the community using their own Chair resources. The second one, Chair, is Maluti CHC. Maluti, Chair, is a 24-hour service. Indeed, Chair, your findings were correct. The infrastructure is far too inadequate for 24-hour service facility. Chair, what we've done there, when implementing Maluti in a three-phase approach, the first phase is to provide facing the guard houses. The contractor, Chair, for that is on site. The second one is to deal with the urgent repairs and renovation issues that the committee has appointed, Chair. Chair, the contractor on that one has been appointed. We're moving at speed, Chair, to deal with that one. The medium long-term issue, Chair, is to really look at the space allocation. Indeed, the space available, Chair, that facility is just nowhere near accommodating the numbers coming in there. The intention that, Chair, will be to improve infection control, also improving, Chair, ventilation in the main. The second one, Chair, just to provide a much more workable room relation, patient flow. This is a decent, Chair, a general facility situation. The third issue, Chair, just to provide more spaces, both clinically and non-clinically. I think the committee picked up the issue of the laundry and the kitchen not being suitable. We'll also, Chair, deal with that one. The bulk infrastructure, Chair, that facility is a problem, largely water, wastewater treatment, and electricity. The medium long-term plan, Chair, will deal with that one. The accommodation, Chair, is a problem in that facility. I think the committee has also, Chair, picked it up. We'll also, Chair, deal with that one. And of course, Chair, what we do in the new upgrade program, we do currently provide medical equipment. We don't just build and leave it there. We also, Chair, provide equipment, Chair. Chair Mbecheni Clinic, equally, Chair, want to concede upfront that we have not really given it the attention as with the previous facilities, but again, Chair, we've moved ahead to help somebody to deal with emergency repairs issues. The only issue, Chair, in that facility won't be able to deal with now is the issue of access to electricity, purely because the ESCOM grid is not near the facility, Chair. We depend on the ESCOM for us to be able to connect our facilities. I must say, Chair, that in this region, we've got quite a number of facilities who are not yet connected to the ESCOM grid. We have engaged in ESCOM. They are way behind connecting, Chair, our facilities. But we are, Chair, in close touch with ESCOM, Chair. What we'll do as a short-term intervention, we noted that the committee did say that some of the panels are old and get stolen. We will, Chair, replace those panels. We'll also, Chair, provide water in the form of a borehole, as well as your elevated chair water tank, Chair. Chair, in terms of the presentation, the way forward, Chair, we are of the opinion that we should, before the end of this month, just submit to the committee an update report as to how far we've gone with the progress that we intend to do moving forward, Chair. That's on a monthly basis. We should perhaps then submit to the committee a matter report, so that you will not wait to call to the committee and to reflect what they're doing. Thank you very much, Chair.
Can I just add on the question of electricity? You know, just this morning I received a message from a councillor in Kresa, saying, can you please help? No electricity in this clinic. And I'm responding to her saying, you are the ones who are supposed to help me because you are the ones who work closely with ESCOM. But in the Premier's consultative forum, ESCOM was invited and we did report. I think we've got 9 facilities that do not have electricity. And some of them, it's difficult to say you are going to open one of some of them are new facilities when there is no electricity. But we have moved, as he says, we are trying to get some solar panels in the meantime. But it is really a problem with electricity. But ESCOM did promise us that they will try and make it a priority that all the health facilities have got
electricity. Okay. Members, I don't know whether you would want to engage with this one because these are two different departments. Yeah. Honorable Zwane, Honorable Mpulu, Honorable Samga, Honorable Mpulu Kubwana. Hatin, I'm fine. Honorable Hatin.
Okay.
You have it. Carola. It's not just Kagame no more who covered. No, it's not that. It's not what she means. You're this year for my something else. Nowadays, it must be careful with your language code. Okay, is that all the honorable son?
We will welcome the presentation and the teaching in the details. I just want to comment on the issue of delegation of some of the maintenance or procurement activities to the hospitals themselves, because I think it's going to cut out a lot of time of inviting tenders from outside if hospitals can do it on their own and if delegated those powers together with the finances. Maybe it's going to yield a better performance. Just in general, Honorable Minister, Deputy Minister, do we have overprotection of nurses in South Africa? Is there an overprotection of nurses? I just want to get that clear, or is it certain specific categories that where we've got an overprotection, or generally, we've overproduced nurses? And if we've overproduced, then what are the nursing colleges doing in terms of continuing to train the nurses if they're overproduced? I am asking this question taking it from the statement of the MEC when she says they advertised 1,200 posts and 11,000 applications. So to me that rings a bell to say maybe that's it. And then the other issue is the issue of planning. I'm worried, MEC, when you say that 9 facilities are without electricity. It's only now that we're beginning to approach ESCOM. ESCOM comes with electricity at the level of planning, at the level of conceptualization of the structure. Is there integrated planning where all stakeholders are invited so that we plan and move together and we do not exclude other people, but in the final analysis, we suddenly realize that you should have included them at the planning stages. I want to commend you for the strategy, Chairperson, of the campaign to deal with teenage pregnancy. If you say that there were 67 women, and now 2, your strategy is very effective. And I would wish that other provinces with a similar challenge would actually focus and use this strategy, because we really are having a big problem of teenage pregnancy. So I want to commend you on that one. And then lastly, Chair, the issue of the standardization of security measures. Deputy Minister, when do you think you'll be ready for, with a policy that standardizes the security issues in all health facilities in the country, not only in the Cape? Thank you, Chair Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Board. Let's talk about anything that come in the Constitution. Let me raise this concern, Chairperson, because it's like cutting across the country. I wonder whether legislation, Chairperson, understands how to establish in the NCOPs. We come here as permanent delegates, we are mandated to pursue the provincial interest at this level. But when projects are being handed over, Chairperson, it's like they're being undermined. We are not invited to come and witness the effort that we take as permanent delegates. I raised this matter with the Premier last week. During the provincial, to say, who are we in the NCOP? Are we just there as a tool to fix all the messes that you give us? Then when you are happy, we become useless. On the issue of shortage of nurses, who Honorable Zwane has covered anyway. But I want to know from you, MEC, what is your plan? Do you have an idea as to how many professional nurses you have in your province and what is their line of operation? Do you have more than midwives? I don't know. But I just want to understand, because we can't always talk about this thing of shortage of nurses, because I think the nursing colleges must train nurses according to the demand. We can't just take people to colleges to come here and stay and don't do anything. Let's try to change the strategies that we are applying in terms of, I think, that increase the gaps. On the issue of security, yes, I'm happy, but when is this going to take place? I mean, I don't believe in promises. Reading this report, I was going to unpose some kind of thing. I mean, I'm one person who doesn't believe in promises. I'm tired of being promised and promised and promised. I want action. What is the role of risk managers in the hospital? Because they are the ones to manage the very same securities you're talking about. Our properties get lost, but this other person is getting a salary each and every month. You must take it serious, the issue of security. We are from the Free State in a psychiatric hospital where the nurses are not secured. Dealing with mentally disturbed people. But when you ask about the issue of security, they are being centralized. What is this thing? Let's take care of our institutions. On the issue of infrastructure, let's hope. Let's just hope something happens. Because I mean, another story that says we have inherited. Most of you long ago who have inherited in these buildings. What are we doing with infrastructure? Thank you very much.
Mandijoyine i-honorable abahlonipheki kwamkelene le report from i-province yam. Mhlawumbe okokuqala nje before ndingene ndidadele enzulwini, unyaka mali ka-2014-2016 sizivithele senze i-oversight ebambisana uba ndisakhumbula kakuhle ubambisana kwi-hospital kulaa ndlela yangasekhaya. Last week sihlalo besikwi-provincial week, xa siphuma kule meeting e-OR Tambo ndenzela into yoba wonke umntu abe ripicture ndirepresente i-Eastern Cape Mosinga. Xa siphuma kulaa meeting ndikhwekwe yenye i-professional nurse ithi, mamsamka ndiyakucela into okokuba kubuye uphinde uye bamsana. Ewe esisi, uyabonakala umsebenzi wenu eniwenzayo, funa uncoma ke ikomiti lanifuna uncoma the department. We are Monagana, who sevens when and when Zayo. After Nile, Ebam Sana. Now come to the accommodation, you can have a man's face is better. By I pick her anyway, Ambi. Only tell a lag and go, but if we are Ebam Sana, Ungena, we see all over in the coaches. Ungene bangisana ubona enye into amanesi ane accommodation ogqirha ya addressa yonke into ibambisana itshintshile ngenxa yomsebenzi wethu kuba siphuma siyokwenza i-oversight. So ndifuna ukuncoma ke apha into ethi ukuya ukwenza i-oversight is not umdlalo. Lo msebenzi wesiwenzayo uyasincedisa more especially thina esimele la maphondo, simele siziqhwabele izandla into yoba emveni kokuba senze i-oversight iba khona indima eshiyeka ibonakala. Akutsho mna ke kuthiwa abantu abakweza sibhedlele into yalast week ke leyo. And I promised this committee into yokokuba ndizawuye bambisana because kwi-area yam so that ndiyibone le nto ibixelwa. She phaa kwi-presentation kwi-infrastructure response to medical legal Alfred Izone. Isn't Patrick's when I kumbula I call Alfred Izone, pan band in the barber. But after the nani bere Alfred Izone presentation, then Zelindo Bake, isn't Patrick's cell board, Sassi Yilena gone. St. Patrick's, oh, St. Panapa. And oh okay oh because I'm going to learn thing and last year on call he said funu salon don't check mandiza and funi can funu bas ngedi so check we mtu mo electricity more especially in the Alfred Nzo area ngedi so I'm part of what ngedi so see Eastern Cape le issue electricity in the district of Alfred Nzo. Kaphambile i-electricity bekade isetyenzwa kwi-OR Tambo region then samuvelwa to iKwaZulu Natal. Till then there are still challenges. Efuna ke ngoku mhlawumbi thina CNCO PKC kwebe andiyazi sihlalo zancediswa yile nhlanganiso because jam u-ESCOM thina as part of the oversight because jonge into kokuba zezithina ezinye indlela eziqhawulezileyo ezingenza into kokuba the area of i-Alfred Nzo because it's not about hospitals also nezikolo. There is still a challenge in the area of Alfred Nzo because ya transferwa to KwaZulu Natal ibifudula i-Eastern Cape. I think loo nto iyafuneka ukuba ke simanage jonge into okokuba sincediswa kangakanani na. Chairperson, ke ngoku makhe ndibuye lapha ke ngoku i-department le yase-Eastern Cape funa ukwazi into yoba i-relations le nto yokushota kwamanesi i-relations between i-department ne-Ilitha College zinjani because kaloku kunamanesi atrayiniweyo MEC i-Ilitha and loo manesi asahlele emakhaya akakafumani imisebenzi. Zithini i-relations between i-department kunye ne-Ilitha College? Ingaba xa betrayina ezi nesi ekugqibeleni abayincedisini i-department uba mazithathwe ukuvala izikhewe esinazo phaa ephondweni. Enkosi sla.
Enkosi Sihlalo, andiphinde ndizibuzisele ikomiti endigqibele kudala. Ndizibuzisele kubantu abaninika ingxelo. Okwam kukuncoma kuqala umsebenzi osewenziwe nenkqubo ethathiweyo i-department uzothi kangoku. Malunga ne-infrastructure, chairperson, ndiyavuma into yokuba isingathi kum ngathi kusenziwa DM, ngathi kusenziwa infrastructure kube kusenziwa ne-maintenance. Isingathi kum yahambelana ngoba into yokuba kwenziwe infrastructure kungabikho maintenance ziphinde zonakale izinto. Andazi noba siyavumelana na. Ndivile etyatyadula uxa wam esithi nenza unako nako kumayela mayela no namanzi. Ndinexhala i-Eastern Cape, iMpuma Kapa ngenye yeendawo ezibalulwe njengentshona koloni kwindaba yembalela. Ngoku le infrastructure yenu eniyenzayo mama kwi-water leakages oye wasikhankanya, akukho plan ekhoyo ye-water leakages. Sengathi kum ingakhona kwenzele into yokuba abapipe bonge amanzi awasekhona, ligcuntswana isekhona. Sengathi kum le mbalela singayithwaxa back ukuba singabeka i-maintenance phambili ye-infrastructure. Singayithwaxa back, singayikwazi ukuyilwa le mfazwe. Asukuba amanzi it's a very, very, very important resource. Asukuba amanzi awekho, akhona mancinci. Sengathi sisenza i-infrastructure, sisenza ne-maintenance. Okwesibini DM, sengathi kungakho i-time frame zokusebenza kwenu. Niyazi into yokuba xa nigqibile nidikishile uba into ethile nethile 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 yenzekile, and uba kufike u-April ingekho okanye uSeptemba, sendenza nje umzekelo, simele ukwenza kangakanani, and kule funding yethu eshotayo ingathi singaphinde siaplayele ngoSeptemba imali enga, njalo. Umsebenzi wenu umhle but awuna time frames. Kuko konke azikho i-time frames. Zonke into enisebenza kuzo akho time frames. Okwesithathu, ile ndaba yoonesi abashotayo. Ndinexhala iSaudi Arabia iyafumana oonesi bethu betrayinwe apha. Ndinexhala ke into yokuba xa nibaqesha nibaqesha ngelithini. Nibaqesha nini attache kubo i-sources ezifanelekileyo malunga DM, malunga nengqesho yabo. Nibeka awapha ama-freely ukubabambela apha eMzantsi Afrika. Nibeka awapha ama-freely. Ndinexhala ke into yokuba unyaka nonyaka siphulukana namanesi ange aya kumanye amazwe okanye aye kwemanye ezinye iiprovinsi, amanye amaphondo, sengathi angahlala apha e-Eastern Cape. Yonke loo nto ixhomekeke kuni DM. Enkosi.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Let me also welcome the presentation and report, starting from the Deputy Minister and the MEC. MEC, if you live, I think you had a very good strategy for using the Chief Director to present. If you did not know, Eastern Cape will go home and sleep and say all is well. He's very good in doing that. I must also say that it's a well presented, documented report. But Angitina was staying in this place. He's been to Eastern Cape, not once. As for me, I was deployed there. I know Eastern Cape very well.
It's not a matter of reporting. It's not a matter of passing an exam or whatever you pass. It's a matter of changing whatever you've been told to change. So, Chief Director, writing a good report and presenting it right may not assist. It's good to know that this is what you're planning. But the fact is, as Honorable Mampo was saying, is the action taken after issues have been raised. We do appreciate, MEC, that after our oversight, you took interest in the number of facilities that we visited. I had being attended to. Very important, because you see, otherwise you are rendering a parliament useless if we go to an era trying to identify things that you will not have seen because you're saying them and you don't follow on them in terms of action. We appreciate that. I'm not going to go to a number of things because we're covered by members. I just want to speak to security. It goes to the National Department. It has to be attended to the Department. In some provinces, you find that security is not even provided by the Department, even the private security is done by another department. Also, the number of security per facility. You go to standardize that so that we know what to expect when you go there. In other provinces, you find that it's only one body. In others, three. So, it has to be standardized. And I hear what you are saying, that when the department takes responsibility, they will get used to it. You may have to come up with other methods, but it can assist, because you're paying almost double when you get the private security in the health facilities. And you can't play with security, because you're dealing with human being and also the medications that get stolen cost a lot. They've appreciated the program at school, the joint program between the department and education. I wish it could spread in all the schools, MEC, and other provinces could learn from you what you are doing there. It's a good job. It's a job well done. I'm surprised that you still have unsafe mud structures and you're not prioritizing them from the infrastructure. After 20 years, how do you go back to those people and talk about mass structures? How do you go back to them? It has to be prioritized. I don't have an excuse for this. We cannot keep on talking about the previous. We are no more, there is no more previous. We are the previous now. We have to deal with those issues. I'm not sure about the framework procurement. Like, you don't wait for individuals. What if one gets broken? You buy in bulk or a number of them. The frame procurement. I'm not exactly sure what do you mean by that. I'm just asking myself, are you not going to be a victim like we saw in KZN? Using one company. Even that one company that you're using, I'm not saying it's exactly how it happened. Selling you wrong equipment, so old equipment with the price of a new equipment. That is why KZN is in such a problem, because of that. Let's assume you had appointed that company to buy all your equipment from them, meaning that all your equipment is either they're old or not up to standard. I don't know. Maybe it assists, I'm not sure. I want to go back to the issue of delegation. How much have you delegated to hospitals or districts, if I may ask, in your province? Because you find that in other provinces, even mop, tissue, cleaning materials, they have to wait for the province to procure for a hospital, which is running every day. The linen. Linen and clothes is a non-negotiable MEC. It has to go to women. It's a difficult negotiation, eh? Yeah. It's our work. It's why is it true? Why is it now when it comes to money you consider other people?
at home your wife is doing your sewing, clothing and everything. You go to work, you get a man to do those things for you. No, this kind of project is when, these are the projects, I'm not saying limited to this, but these are the projects that can empower women in a force. It's a non-negotiable, I mean, in the country. We are requesting, not for the first time we're talking about this thing, we've been saying it several times, that women are the majority. You will include your youth if you want, even food. When it comes to food, supply in the hospital, there is catering, massive catering happening there. At home, your wife is cooking for you. When there's money, you get a man to do this cooking for the masses. When these organizations work, where are the women? Where is the woman willing to cook? Now we go to tenders. Where is that man? No, it shouldn't be. Can we get this this thing, I mean, empowering women? Empowering. It also linked to social development. It's one of the things that you're supposed to push, because the majority of people who are getting mama grants are women. We don't want them to depend to government forever. If we can get this job given to them, it's because it's permanent. You will always have hospitals, and you will always provide for linen and clothing as well as the catering. So let's consider. I will ask for a report on what I'm raising today before I leave this parliament, because we do want to see the change. Okay. Lukangeni. I don't really like general reports. I want to know exactly what are the plans there. You see, I mentioned deliberately at the beginning in my opening remarks that it's a year now. We're going back there next month, November, to report back to the people. Are you going to tell the people what you're telling us? No, we're going to do, we're going to say, I want tangible report that this is what we're planning to do, by when, and how much, what is the budget estimate? You may not have the actual budget now. What is the budget estimate? So that you can plan for it, you put it in your plan when you approve your budget. But as you present it now, I'm not confident that it is going to be implemented. Just a request that all these three facilities that we visited, prioritize them. I'm just thinking, now, what are you going to say when you go back in November? Because you will be reporting to those people, you will be waiting. Not us will be reporting. It's all what the members are raising are saying, look at your report. Don't go and tell them what you're telling us, because you may find that a resistance from the community. Then the last one on ESCOM. We will request that ESCOM is invited during the report back in November, so that they can tell us their plans in terms. We can't have clinics and schools without electricity. On that note, I don't know whether you want to respond, but as I was saying, that most of the questions you're hearing from the members, we are preparing for this report back. Yes, we are doing our oversight to check its progress, but most importantly, as we go back, at least you must know what to expect and what to report. Deputy Minister, I don't know whether you want to come back. You may not respond on everything, but with the hope that you're going to correct some of the issues that are raised by me.
Well, thanks, Chair. I'll just respond to a few issues. The question of the oversupply or not of nurses. Essentially, what we have as MSC gave an example.
I'm very, very sorry to do that. I just want to welcome the Minister Social Development. You're welcome. We are wrapping up with the Department of Health.
I was tempted to do that, but I realized that.
I would be out of order because I'm the guest.
I thought I was late.
Okay. So thanks. Yeah, the MEC did touch on just giving an example. What do we have currently is that we've got a skewed situation. Over the years, over the last 30 years, I know it's a matter which the minister now and then talks about of where exactly the change happened from training nurses in the nursing colleges in the hospitals and then the decision which was again before 1994 to move training into universities. So what the result of that has been, the reduction of training in the hospitals, in the nursing colleges, has resulted in a situation where the emphasis has been on this, as you know, the integrated program where the four-year program, which then produces professional nurses with, short courses in psychiatry, in terms of also in midwives and all that integrated four-year course. So progressively, therefore, what we have in, it's where there is an overproduction of the professional nurses and overemployment of professional nurses in the public hospital, in the public sector, over and above the mid-level nurses, your enrolled nurses, your assistant nurses. So there was essentially a discontinuation in the public training. Then the private colleges, private nursing colleges, largely took that space and have been doing mass production in that area. But the question is that overproduction of the mid-level by the private sector, it's also in terms of the actual quality. It's not a very good quality because they do really very microwave kind of in terms of practical training, because they then want to come and use the very, the approach our MECs to try and get their practical skills. So they, because they are commercial, you see, in the public training, because it was also linked to the institution, the hospitals themselves, then you would have the training talking to the need. But once it was taken out of the facilities, because if you remember during our time, actually, when student nurses would come in, they would actually be already employed. They would be employed when they complete, they migrate either into the local hospital itself or if they needed somewhere else, but they would be actually having a post. Now, that's where the disjuncture is. So we are faced with a situation where within the public sector, what we need to do in terms of professional nurses, generally speaking, I would say that except maldistribution between maybe some of the urban centers to the primary health centers, the overall numbers, one would not say that there is an acute shortage of professional nurses, but it's a mix which we need to address. To, as you are saying, you've got more generals than your soldiers. So we need to employ more nursing assistants and enrolled nurses in as far as the public sector is concerned. And the private sector continues to produce without necessarily being linked to demand. But it's a matter which, in terms of actual assessment, I think there is ongoing work to see how we can change that situation. Just the one other, one more issue which I want to just comment on. The issue of the security, we do agree that it's urgent, and we had hoped that actually by this year we would have concluded on the matter. It's just the in principle decision is that we can't continue the outsourcing. We must move all of us into insourcing. It's just in terms of how to then structure the training, the model of training and supervision. Those are the kind of details which we're working on. We have said that in finalizing that, we should be in consultation with the security cluster, including SAPS, so that we can actually look at what kind of training, what kind of supervision, how do we mitigate against, you know, some of the things, honorable members, which we have been saying, for instance, we then need to plan for, because slight advantage sometime when with the current when majority are outsourced, when there is a public sector strike, at least you have a situation where you can still have security, you know, if it's outsourced. Now, part of the things which we need to plan for, once we have insourced and they are public service workers, if there is a public sector strike, then you might have a situation where that includes even your security. So those are the kind of things which we need to measure. That's why I'm saying, in principle, we agree it must be insourced. The question is what model then to mitigate against those kind of risks. So those are only two issues which I wanted to comment on. I'm sure the MEC might want to comment on that.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start by apologizing to SLB for not inviting them when we open our facilities. I promise that I think the next one will be fit. We'll definitely invite you. You know, we've had meetings with the leader. We've got good working relations. What happened is that the leader was just producing without knowing our team. Now, since we sit with them and tell them what we want, that was reduced training of professional level, because we think we've got enough now. What we want is specialized people who are going to maybe prepare car and hospital. UTM has just touched on the mass structure. Indeed, it is true. We shouldn't be talking about mass structure. And they are our priority. We are not building any new thing, but the mass structures we are going to build where they are mass structures. We have said we are not going to do new clinics, but where they are mass structures, we are definitely going to do new stuff. We welcome that you are going to help us with ESCOM as well. That's why I elevated the problem to ESCOM, so that it could be also discussed. But I think your intervention is we have a maintenance plan, because we have discovered that some of our old hospitals have got comp buildings, but maintenance lacked. That's why now we find ourselves in this problem, but we are. You know, the just two weeks ago, I met some co-ops from Fort St. John. I'm saying this because they said to me, why don't you do what Minister Batabile is doing? We are doing uniforms for her. Why can't we do uniforms? And I told them that I accept it, because when we got into the department, the tender was already going out, but it was some big companies. And they said, no, you bring it back and get a co-op that's going to share with them. There is one, but when this one finishes, definitely we're going to have more co-ops that will be doing our leading. I think other things will report back to the committee.
No, thank you very much. On the invitation, it was not just a ribbon cutting. I know the hospital because I was there during the pre-visit. And we did not have an opportunity to go inside. We were told that when we come, when the facility is being opened, we will be invited, we'll have time to look around the facility. So we have missed that opportunity. And as you know that we are very few and we are responsible for the entire country, chances of going back there may not be there. Or if we go back, we'll be focusing on other departments. So we have missed that opportunity. But I must say to members, it's a beautiful facility. Not in the country, I've not seen one like that. That is why I said maybe in Africa we can talk about Africa. It is a beautiful facility, which is one very... I don't know, something is not right that we are doing as government. We don't talk about the good things that we do. I did not even see that official opening. I don't know whether it was... You will rate it to that... The structure itself might be beautiful than Singapore, maybe different on what's happening inside. It's a beautiful facility. It's very beautiful. She's asking me, is it beautiful in Singapore? you may want to go and do exchange experience with Singapore and see how best we can utilize that facility that we have now in the country. Minister, consider that they will give the facilities we visited in Singapore and see how best we can utilize that one, because it is really beautiful facility. I saw it myself. I want to conclude on this one, on the linen. Linen must, I mean, see, there's nothing you do there. Pay attention. When do I hang up? Nangale? Why do you need a big cumber? Lama gown, I can do them, serious. I never thought of them before. I can do them, I assure you. I'm trying to say, you don't need a big company. All what you need, if you discuss, the two departments discuss, the funding, how are these people assisted in terms of getting money to be able to deliver on time, because I assume it's a big tender. But in terms of sewing, I can do that. If I can do that, those who are doing actual sewing at home, they can do a better job. There's nothing difficult, really. On the counter, I just spend a lot of my shit. I'm a woman. Always look what is best for her mama. And it, when you empower a woman, you empower the entire family. Okay, on that note, thank you very much. You will go and clean up your report. Not only clean up, do what you are expected to do as a department in the province. I know the department will support you. When we go there, Deputy Minister, also we expect the department to be there. November. I'm sure they have communicated dates already. I'm not sure. But preparations are advanced from our side. Thank you very much. You are welcome to stay. If you have other commitments, you're also free to leave. Thank you. Can we proceed with the next department, Department of Social Development? All members, can I have your attention? Honorable Minister, you are welcome. And thank you very much for making time for this. I think it is an important meeting as a report back. This will be going back to the Eastern Cape, expecting the department to give a progress made since November last year. I am not sure how you have prepared your presentation or your brief. We will give you 30 minutes or so for the presentation. Then we'll take it from there. I assume that the minister will open. The MEC will follow. I don't know how else you have prepared or arranged your presentation. I want to hand over to you in a minute.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, honorable members, my colleagues, and the officials from national and from the province. I would suggest that we give an opportunity to the MEC to open and the acting or the HOD of the Eastern Cape, and then we will come back to respond to questions. But just a few issues to raise. Unfortunately, our last MINMEC discussed ECD. And we agree on a number of issues. The fast tracking of the choice of the ECDs that we are going to pay attention to for innovations. We agree that it should be those that are from the poorest of the poor areas. And then secondly, that we are going to renovate, not to start from scratch, because that is the responsibility of the Department of Public Works. But this was just a fund to try and uplift our work, because the government has pronounced that ECD is a public good. And also that the payment is moving towards 264 days. One other area that we thought is important is to work together, SASA, Social Development, NDA, and when it comes to ECD, we've identified a niche for NDA, which is capacity building. Why capacity building? The very same issue that was mentioned by the chairperson in the previous presentation of women starting volunteering in various areas, and when government says we are paying, others take over. So we thought that we should train women that are already in the ECDs. What has been a challenge for us is that the training of practitioners is done by the Department of Basic Education. And they appoint service providers. So if they appoint service providers, I think they don't have a proper record of those service providers. So sometimes they repeat one and the same thing. And this was proven when we took the certificates to SAQA. Only a quarter of the trained practitioners were acknowledged as trained practitioners with a N2F level 4. One other area that we think is important is to use the quintiles that education, basic education, is already using. If we say we want ECD to be formal, we don't have to start from scratch with other areas. We have to follow or do what basic education had already started. And therefore, the most important areas of ECD is a policy that we have covered. We've also done the audit, but we are doing it again now. Why? Because ECD gave us numbers that, or give us numbers that always do not tally. Why? Because we've always related the funding of the ECDs to the attendance of children to ECDs. And when we don't do that to education, and that when you have a plan for the whole year, and then money is withdrawn because five kids are no longer attending, it disturbs the whole plan of the ECD. So we want ECDs to give us the actual numbers of people that are kids that attend ECD. Also, formal training and qualifications. We're also focusing on the improvement of infrastructure, and we have no-go areas like bathrooms. There are no-go area, and even if they are outside ones, the long drop ones, they must be for children, because this is about the protection of children. One other area that is important is that the resources for training should be shifted to higher education. And then from the desktop research, we've seen that actually in most countries, ECD training is very important, because that is where you build the child, build a strong foundation. And then by the time they are at grade 12, they are ready to be or to contribute to the country and also to themselves. Also, the curriculum, we've worked it with the Department of Education. So I thought I should, of basic education, I thought I should raise those issues. And also say, as a collective of MINMEC, we agreed to the report that was presented by the department. And when we receive a report, it starts from HSDS. HSDS, that is where you have officials or heads of departments from provinces. So reports that come to us are reports that have been worked out thoroughly. And therefore, I also want to say, because this is the first effort, we've agreed that at least provinces should meet twice a month to assess progress, because they've been meeting quarterly. And that two national must go and assist provinces where they have challenges. And we want to acknowledge that this is a first step towards ensuring that ECD is a public good. So it's also not an easy step. But one other important factor is that we want to accede to what we've committed ourselves to, the first 1,000 days of the child, which starts from pregnancy up until 2 years. So those are very important, and they are part of the instruments that are used by the UN to ensure that the rights of the children are respected. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you very much,
Minister. The MSC will get into to the report. Just to raise few issues, you do have a report. Just to emphasize on what was came up very strong, it was, Minister, the issue of ECD not doing well at all in the implementation in terms of ECD. That is one area. It was not only the infrastructure, but also the content, the syllabus, even called syllabus, curricula, what those kids are being taught when they are there. Because when you talk to Department of Education, basic education, they are responsible from 5 years and above, grade R. If you talk to them, they will say when under 5 years is social development. We might need, we'll talk later, we might need to have a coming together and clarify that matter. But what those kids are being taught today is totally different from one center to another center. In that initiative, Minister, it has to be looked into. A good initiative that you're doing, but also the I'm glad you also talk about the toilets facilities there in the Eastern Cape, very bad. I'm not saying other provinces are better, but I'm just flagging Eastern Cape that we're not doing well there in the province at all. Maybe it's one thing that you, when you they meet a minister next time, look at the standard, because in the Eastern Cape there's one ECD that was built by the department, only one that you saw, which was very nice, very nice. It was not complete at the time when we were there, but it's a very good facility that was built, as compared to what we saw. Some are in mud houses, some are in whatever, some are outside, some are in shakes. The standard, if you are to speak of like the clinics, you know, the new clinics that are being built or schools, as you come you can see that is a school, government school, that is a clinic. Think around that, about that. If you are to build, I hear the minister talking about public works, it's an area that you have to follow up, because it looks like to me nobody is taking a responsibility of building, actual building. It has to be given to a department. Public works, I don't know whether they do have a problem. You'll hear human settlement talking about them building, and it has to be assigned to one department.
we must know which department is responsible for building of ECDs under 5 years. So those are the areas. And also MEC, the anomaly in the Eastern Cape was that when you talk to your officials at that level, when they talk about the province, it's like they're talking about another department somewhere. They don't see themselves being part. They'll say, is the district? When you come to them, is the province? As if they're not part of the department. We would want to hear them talking about, as a department, this is what we have done, we're having problems. No, it's not us, it's the district. You talk to the district, no, it's not us, it's the province. Meaning that there is no common goal or understanding of the work of a department. You may need to strengthen that. I thought I should raise those issues before you respond, but also the issue of social work, absorption of social workers, if you could cover those. Thank you.
Thank you, and the members and the minister, the officials that are here. My name is Mwai. I've got another name, but I was not raised yet. Thank you. Nomadje Unga. Not a clan name. It's my original cultural name. From town nearby. Chair, thank you for the opportunity. I will just make some highlights, more especially on the achievements that we've made, but allow the issue, the action issue to present the details of the responses in terms of the findings of the committee. And we really appreciate the efforts that NCC has made, because you have highlighted areas.
Sorry about this. I'm aware we have started with the meeting, but I'm not sure as to whether we know everybody from the ECP who are over with us, and I'm not sure as to whether they also know.
Not sure if we know you. Eastern Cape, we know this is the National Department.
Next to me is the acting issue from outside. From the Eastern Cape, the name is Stormy Bart. She is on the 5 months in the position. She is the DDG originally in the department. On operations. My apologies.
No, it's okay. I'm sure you'll tell us why she's acting. Mm-hmm. Where is your HOD? You will cover that as you speak.
Okay. Chair, I think the HOD has resigned in June this year for his personal reasons, and because we had only one DDG in the department, so it made sense that we make her to act meanwhile. The processes of recruitment have started already in the department, but unfortunately we could not get a suitable person in the processes of the assessment. They are out again. Thank you, Chairperson. As I've raised that, I'll just give a highlight on the achievements, and the HOD will get to the detail of the responses as requested by the NCOP. But just to say, one of the issues that we've identified as a department is that social development, by its existence and by its mandate, is a liberator of the society of the country. it has got to deal with many departments, for ordering many departments for it to be able to succeed in its endeavors. One of them is the health. We have listened on the issues that we do together as health was presenting. I will not get to issues of burdens and goals. I think the members have the document. The issue which I think is a core mandate of the department is having social workers that will be able to deal with the counseling and psychosocial support and many other issues, even on the development of the community, because we are social development. Last year we had recruited 100 social workers. We took them from the database, which we have got a huge database, because as being a bursary sponsor, and also the fact that the social workers and bursary holders believe that they are mostly needed by social development. They ignore that other departments do need them. As a result, we take that for our ownership because we need them most. But the resources is always a challenge to appoint all of them. We took that 100 last financial year. But to raise the issue of a challenge, some of them have declined. The decline is on the basis of the preference on the geographical area. A social worker from BCM, which is a metro and an urban area, would not like to go to Sarabatmai, which is a village and an area that have got huge challenges in terms of the infrastructure. We are dealing with that as a department in terms of how do we make them to be part and parcel work. They do need work, but there are many interests in everyone. We have, in the appointment of the social workers, we've already adopted schools because of the low pass rate of the Eastern Cape from 2015. The issue is our assessment that a hungry child cannot be able to perform in school. And we've deployed some social workers in some of the schools that we have adopted. I do want to say that we are able to see the results. And the schools that were 45% are now 75 and 65. And the schools are really appreciating that effort. We are now to finalize an MOU, the Department of Education, so that we work together, working with one person to benefit all what you need from different departments. In terms of the job creation, Chairperson, we are on track in terms of the engaging young people, women. We do believe that we are not here where we want to be in terms of the disability. It's an area that is challenging us as a department, but we've got a plan this financial year. We're about 2,797 work opportunities that we've engaged in the EPWP initiative. It is not enough. One of the challenges, our reporting system, which then affect our budget allocation each financial year. We've appointed a lot of data capturers this financial year to address this particular issue. We have 174 NYS, the National Youth Service Program, young people that participate in terms of building their ability on community development, which were trained in NQF level 4. They are to receive their certification this month in November, because we've got the new intake, which is 73, this financial year. The issue of the ECD, as the Minister has raised, Honourable Minister has raised, the challenges of the ECD and what we want to achieve. We have managed to have a clear program and have a partner of University of Fort Hare, which was facilitated by National Department, to really professionalize the practitioners in the ECD so that we get what we want to get from the little ones.
The issue of the infrastructure, I hear the chairperson raising some other areas, which that is true. It's not the infrastructure alone with the challenge in the ECD. But one of the causes of this challenge is because, which we also appreciate, NPOs are our partners on the basis of their preference to be NPOs to look after children. The voluntary work from a shack, a private house, and also a hall, and in that, the standard of that infrastructure needs to be upgraded. But at another time, how do you upgrade a private property utilizing public money? And how do you upgrade a shack? That is why there's a decision at MINMEC that there are those that we need to upgrade within the conditional grant, because we believe that they do meet some, they don't meet all. But they've got to meet the norms and standards for them to comply in the program of the ECDs to build dignity within those kids. An amount of 8 million rand was budgeted for to renovate ECDs 2016. Also, we have a program to address the issues of high substance abuse. The province has got 5 centers, and most of those centers are private. We've got only one center, which is a state-owned institution, which is called NS Malga Treatment Center. It's in Nelson Mandela. What is a pride on that center is the tool that we are utilizing called a detoxification, not an easy word for me, which is from health and the engagement of health. The center admits kids that are 13 years to 18 years, but I do want to say that we've already had achievements because it opened last year. Some of them were using in the parental support and within the kids that are finding themselves to be single parents because of the substance abuse. They speak there about their life, where do they come from, because they visited that program. We have launched a provincial drug master plan, which has been launched nationally first. The good about this plan is how it collaborates and coordinates all stakeholders and interested parties to participate in the process and establish a structure at a municipality level called the Local Action Committee, which is chaired by the mayor or whoever mayor has chosen, but should be a politician. Traditional leaders are participating there, even should be in the owners and the taverns. Participate there. We launched that program at Krisani to ensure that we are all in one, in unison, to address the scourge of substance abuse. We have launched a program called the family-based model. The reason for the program is a strategy for us to be able to address the family disintegration, which we see that parents don't understand well their role in their homes. So we're trying to be able to mobilize those resources. It was led by most of the churches. Abel Fundisi, we didn't have the man of God in that. Fortunately, it was a good attempt. We have then agreed that because of the vision of the department that talks about vulnerable society, there could be a sector that we are not mobilizing. The domestic workers, the farm workers, the LGBTIs. We have established forums so that we are able to engage them, for them to be in the mainstream of the service delivery, and work very well with them. The other issue that you have raised, Chair, is the issue of the RAFAT. RAFAT is a
shortening of radical socio-economic transformation agenda. Because the fact that they had a lot and many cooperatives, more especially are women, fortunately, but they are men, a few, and they are young people who are, have been involved for years in terms of sowing. This financial year, from last year, we've engaged 250 cooperatives and they produced school uniforms for the department. But what is good about them, they are formalized, because we requested provincial finance department and our department to empower them how to formulate issues of SARS and many other issues that are requirements for you to be in the national database. They produce uniform in all our districts financial year. We had to do that, and we believe that with that process, it was not an easy one, but I think they have benefited a lot in terms of giving dignity to them on the procurement of the procurement reforms of the country. Those are the few areas that I wanted to raise, Chairperson, but I will hand over to the HOD to zoom in on the responses in terms of findings that you have made last year in the session.
Okay. Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, Honourable Minister, Honourable MEC, Acting DG, colleagues, good morning. Honourable Chairperson, I will try and make first a general overview on the issues that came out of the visit and the recommendations of the visit on BCM and Alfred. Then there are also specific issues peculiar to each ECD center that was raised, which is in the report. I think MEC has also touched on the issue of the fight against substance abuse in schools. But there is a separate report in that regard that is provided. In the presentation, there is a slide that talks to responses to the findings. I think MEC made reference to, in as far as serious infrastructure challenges that you also identified, that you have also observed during the visit. I think the far as back as 14-15 financial year, the department started utilizing its equitable share to try and deal with that issue, because as much as the issue of infrastructure development for ECDs is not necessarily a responsibility of the department has a role to ensure that those ECDs are fully registered, and they will not be fully registered if the infrastructure is found wanting. Hence the need to ensure that there is a remedial work that is done. So as indicated, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, as far as back as 15-16, from its own equitable share, the department allocated 13 million, and during the 16-17, that's the 8 million MEC referred to, as well, benefited 1.4 million in BCM, 1.6. There were 50 ECDs that benefited in totality, but 5 from BCM, which is not mentioned in the report, who only mentioned the 6 ECDs that were renovated now. They were no longer planned, they were renovated. I wish to indicate to Honourable Members, at the time, because it was not a conditional grant, it was only equitable share, we had challenges because the issue was located in the ECD program, not necessarily in the infrastructure of the department. And as a result, we had challenges even in terms of involvement of a public works. Hence, you see also there were other ECDs from that 15-16 financial year that took time to be renovated. However, on the next slide, in terms of the findings that you've made, that most ECDs visited had serious infrastructure problems, and the national debut look at ways of how they can provide the necessary infrastructure. I think
I must say that even in the report, there were issues that many ECDs would say, we have registered for 114, we've got a complement of children of 114, but the department is funding 60. We have tried because in terms of the constitutional grant, that has been fought for, and the minister has pushed that the department is a safe fund. In this financial year, there has been expansion now of increasing the number of children that are being subsidized. And both BCM and Alfredo has benefited, but that grant has made that the province expand the beneficiation of about 14,000 children. For the 17-18 honourable members and honourable chairperson, 12 million, as the minister has indicated, was allocated for ECD renovation, as well as the appointment of technical staff. I'm happy, honourable members, to say that we have already now appointed those project managers. At the time of writing the report, we were in the recruitment process, but now appointment letters have been issued already. Even last week, I've signed those appointment letters. We did write to the acting DG nationally because we had challenges, because it was a short-term contract. We could not get census of quantity surveyors, and we requested that there should be a review because it was for a limited time and we could not attract those expectations. Now that we had authority from the DG that we can continue and convert them into project managers, we have since appointed them. Honourable members, on the finding of the provision of adequate funding for ECD centres, I think I've mentioned the issue of the additional allocation that has been made for the infrastructure. It was 12 million, but for the expansion now of the ECD services, it was 44 million this year, which benefited 833 ECDs. We are unable at the beginning of the financial year to ensure that they receive that grant because of the challenges of registration. Some of them cannot be fully registered because of infrastructure problems. Some of the issues that we have mentioned even in the findings are the issue of the curriculum, the practitioners that are not qualified, which I'll also report on the interventions that also the minister has made reference to in as far as the involvement of NDA. These ECDs are still funded 209 days as opposed to the 264 days, which is the national norm, and we are funding 15 rand per child per day. There are also special daycare centers that are also benefiting, receiving 17 rand per child per day for 264 days. Moving to the finding, honorable members, that talks to the issue of the social workers, the psychologists, and other qualified professional practitioners. I think MEC has already referred to the issue of the appointment of the 100 social workers and the grant that we have received. Also on our side, we are also utilizing our budget. In this regard, I must say that now the challenge, now that we are appointing the social workers, we also find wanting in as far as appointment of the social work supervisors. And that's the other area that we are looking for in ensuring that there is an appointment of that workforce. We are also utilizing the services of Department of Health in as far as the psychologist is concerned. And every time there is a need for that, we do write and we do receive the due support in that regard. Honorable members, on the finding that talks to the issue of the qualification of principals, teachers, and also governance issues around the governance body of those ECD centers. The ECD practitioners are receiving a training through Department of Education from the National Curriculum Framework. However, we are also using NDA, as I already indicated. About 174 ECD practitioners are aimed to be trained this financial year. At the time of writing this report, there was a process of finalizing the SLA, but I must say the SLA has been finalized, we even transferred the disbursement to NDA now in order to ensure that the training is taking place. So those practitioners that are trained by NDA, they qualify for NUF Level 4, which tries to address some of the issues that we're talking about. Also in the training, there is training of the management board that is also taking place, that is undertaken by NDA. Honourable members, on the issue that was a finding as far as the review of the policy in respect of the number of the children who should be funded, I think the conditional grant for expansion tries to address that, but currently those children that are found to be in need, and in dire need and are regarded as being poor, they are the ones that are being prioritized for receiving assistance from the department, which is using the determination for that is a means test where it is a tool to track the children who qualify for the subsidy in each and every ECD. Honourable members, on the issue of the improvement of the management of the interface between the province and the district, I think I've taken note, Honourable Chairperson, of what you are saying, that maybe the issue of communication and the issue of information being cascaded at a district and at a local level, so that when people, when you arrive and ask people, you should know it's the same thing from head office up to the local space. It can't be that the officials at a local level, a service point, they are not aware of what is happening. The department has tried to decentralize its services, and it has clustered its regions into a northern cluster and a southern cluster. In the north, we are having the OR Tambo, the Joburg, the BCM, and Ashwerumtro. In the south, honorable members, we are having Nelson Mandela, Amantola, Chris Dani, and Sarabatman districts, which are being managed by a chief director. In as far as the issues of the ECD as well, trying to ensure that there are delegations, because even last week when we met for the EMEA monitoring, we're discussing those issues that are talking to the issue of how do we ensure improvement and efficiency and improved turnaround time. We've looked at the issue of the delegations. We even said even some of the delegations for program registration should be done at a district director level, so as to have a fast tracking of this issue of the ECD registration and qualifying more children and benefiting them. Honorable members, on the issue of the plan to curb the drug abuse problem, I think the MEC has already touched on the interventions that are being done, including the launching of the drug master plan. However, we are still having challenges, although now we have tried to target a district, the issue of the establishment of those drug action committees, the local municipalities, involvement of the mayors, ensuring that they are aware of their role, because this is looked at an integrated approach, not necessarily the department being involved. There are programs in terms of family preservation. I know MEC was even in Nelson Mandela on Saturday last week, having some of the family preservation workshops, whereby the issues of substance abuse are being raised. However, honourable members, there is a separate report that is attached that talks to the interventions that are being done. Now, honourable members, I'm not quite sure if the members would love me to go to the individual cases in as far as the report is concerned, which is included in here. Finding on each ECD that was visited in BCM, each ECD that was visited in
Africa.
We don't have. Okay, this was forwarded to the response. My apologies, Honorable Chairperson and members. I thought, because when we submitted the response, it was included. It talks to the individual ECD now, what has been done in terms of intervention, without having giving a summary. If you have not received, Honorable Chairperson and members, I will ensure that you receive it, but it was submitted together with the report. Yes, I'm done, Honorable Chairperson.
Okay, no, thank you very much. Let me just check with the members. Members, we do not have this report. Even if we can get now, we will not have time to go through it. But this is the gist of the meeting. Report. When you go back to Eastern Cape, we will not report as a report. People will want to know what happened to this specific one. Can I have advice from members? Honorable Mantiru?
We agree, Chairperson, though it's a disadvantage to us, but in the meantime, they can make those copies, then we'll keep them with us. No problem.
Okay. Minister said she will come after question. All members. Honorable Zwane. Honorable Samra. Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Chairperson. We welcome the input by the Honorable Minister as well as the presentation by the department, both the MEC and the HOD. Maybe amongst issues that were raised by the Honorable Minister, the issue of the ECD structures now falling within the ambit of Department of Public Works. I think I heard you.
Sorry, I think I made a mistake.
Yes.
The funding for infrastructure falls under cooperative governance.
Oh.
Yes, and most of the time it's public works that builds that infrastructure.
Yeah, because I was just going to comment on that, just to say that I've seen a number of ECD centers built by local government in areas where we come from. They actually build ECD centers, a lot of them. But I don't know the relationship between yourself as a department with local government insofar as those structures are concerned, whether you then take over after the structure is completed, then you begin to pay the practitioners and you provide the subsidies, or it's a collaborative effort between the local municipality and yourself. I'm worried about the training that is given to ECD practitioners, where you say, Honorable Ministers, you have discovered that the currency of the certificate is not standardized. There are those that have failed. The currency is not up to required standards because maybe the service provider was not accredited, because this whole issue is about whether the training given to practitioners is by a provider that has got the accreditation to provide that kind of training. And it would be important, therefore, that the Department of Social Development collaborates and come together with the Department of Basic Education to ensure that the service providers that are used are accredited. I had to say that NDA is being used. Are they using providers that are accredited? Because to say theirs, I think is okay. And also in the standardization of the curriculum in ECD, which model are we using? There are so many models that can be used in ECD. For instance, are we using Montessori? Or are we using any other model that is going to ensure that we give quality education? Because if we miss it at that level, ECD, very little can be done to assist those little ones. Because at that stage, they're still very impressionable and they grasp very easily. So we need to take the best practitioner to go and assist those young ones if you want their futures to be bright. Some of the ECD centers, especially those that are not built by the municipality, maybe a group of women came together in a village, they saw a need that there has to be what is called a crash. But the structure is not appropriate in terms of the today's norms and standards. What do you do then? Because it's still important for children to get that kind of exposure, education, foundation
do you cast them out totally on the basis of the fact that we can't register you because your structure is inappropriate, or you make provision for temporary registration pending the right structure that can be erected? Honourable Minister says that National has to support those provinces that might be having challenges in ECD. What format does it take? Honourable Minister, do you have officials responsible for that the type of function, or are you still trying to put your house in order in that regard, or are structures already there to ensure that there is support given? Finally, Chair, the issue of subsidies. You find that in an ECD center, there are 40, or let me say there are 60 young ones. Out of the 60, only 40 are subsidized. The 20 are not subsidized. How does that happen, and how do you regularize that? Because it means the 20 is eating from the budget of the 40. Now, if the numbers are over what can be accommodated, how do you deal with that kind of situation, just generally? Thank you, Chairperson.
Mandizwe ke mzekweni ekwamkeleni i-political overview ka-minister no-MEC wakwa-social development. Sihlalo, I'm worried into yokokuba sibe asinayo le-report ine-responses. Because ezinye the questions namhlawumbi iimpendulo zilele phakwezaa responses. Ngenqena ke ngoku intoba ingene kakhulu ndingenayo laa report. I think mhlawumbi liyawubakhona ixesha eliyawuthi silifumane ekugqibeleni ukuze sikwazi ukuphendula. Ingakumbi kule nto ine-daycare centers, i-DCM. Bendawucela uebhethu kwixesha belivuma. Honorable Strike, bendawucela uebe kule nto ethi bano-approva ezi-daycare centers njengokuba sezintshula okwamakhowa. Kumaniseke into okokuba ezinye zazo zintshula kwii-areas apho kungekho neeklinikhi. Ekugqibeleni kufuneka into okokuba i-department mayenze kube khona iklinikhi ecaleni kwe-daycare center uba nantsi selikhona. Ubani kanti lokufana uba uya-approva ukuze ngokube khona i-daycare center sezininzi ke zinjalo ke phaa e-BCM. Mhlawumbi ke loo mpendulo ibiyawuvela xa besinazo ezaa responses. Honorable Chair, I'm coming from the Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape yeyona phone mhlawumbi lungunumber two okanye lungunumber three kule nto inelani. Umama uSihlwayi xa besisekwi-Cake and Soap to Eastern Cape kwi-question ethi i-social workers asinazo kakuhle, wachaphazela into yokungabikho kwefando mphathiswa mama uDlamini, into yokokuba i-department ayinayo into yemali eyaneleyo yokuqeshwa kwe-social workers. Ugqibusinika ngoku into ethi only 100 tetheya aponti, abanye babo abakufuni ukuya kwezi ndawo zokulala. And aba baqeshiweyo onazi Chairperson ngaba bazibhasari holder. What about i-social workers ezifundiswe ngabahlolokazi bancama bona imali abayifumanayo mhlawumbi intoba baqinisekise uba ababo abantwana bazawubafundi xa bengafundanga nje bengakhange bafumane ibhasari. Ingakumbi elaqalala lase-OR Tambo side sibaqeshenini mphathiswa, because uninzi lwabo bakhona and bakulangazelela ukusebenzela i-department ngaphandle ke kwaba bathi xa bewunike umsebenzi babona uba nganawusebenza e-Sarah Bassman because izilani funa ukuphangela i-Nelson Mandela. Zikhona ezi-social workers and ziyankqonkqoza phakathi Uba is department who it has to tear Abba Bazil Basadi. What about Abba? A full son about the locals in Nagaba, Nagabantuka Bazil City, parents, city, and one as much younger. I mean, if some news we have, like the name is swimming and lovely, more especially because the money is over, each department is lazily responsible.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Minister, Honorable MEC colleagues. I just want to emphasize what colleagues have already stated, because what I was going to say has been, of course, been touched by colleagues. The first one being the issue of the social workers that get employed. I had the same question as to if the database is composed out of those who are given bursaries, is that not discriminating against people who may have had other means of qualifying? Now, when you only consider in your database those you have taught, you have assisted, and funded to get qualification, what about those who have had to attain qualification out of their own means? Because to me it sounds like discrimination. The second one is what Honorable Zwane was talking about, the issue of the structure. Honorable Minister, I remember that some time back, 3 or 2.5 years ago, I did ask the very same question about who provides the structure and what is the government program in terms of the cities. And the minister's response was that government then was still working on a policy. Now, I don't know whether government has finished that, but the concern I have is the issue, Honorable Chairperson, of there seems to be like some kind of a grey area in this issue of the structure. The acting HOD of the Eastern Cape is saying that the Department of Social Development in the Eastern Cape is not responsible for the provision of the structure, but they assist the ECDs to register, and they assist them with funding when they are registered. But they do budget something like 8 million per annum for maintenance. To maintain what? To maintain whose structure? To improve whose structure? It's a great area, Chairperson, that government has to attend to. We have been to Mpumalanga this year amongst the site visits, oversight that we have taken. We went to a beautiful ECD that was provided to that community by government. By government through NDA, is it NDA? Through NDA, but it's government through NDA. Now, when the statement says we are not responsible, I get concerned. There is another comment here to say local government, the municipalities do provide the structure. There is another comment to say public works. Chairperson, there is a grey area. Government must attend to this. It may also be possible that whoever we think is responsible does not know that they are responsible. So it is an issue that needs all the stakeholders to sit down and sort out. It's a huge, huge grey area, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know where to start. On the social work issues, I just want to emphasize what my colleagues have said. It was on my list of the concerns that were in the Eastern Cape about Ononhlanhla. It's a very big concern that 100 only. Ababonelelweyo, ababizwa ababonelelwe, ngohlobo lokuba andiboni Eastern Cape inkulu kangaka ngaphuma onontlalo abayi 100 kuphela. Noko malinyuke elonani ngoba sisikhalo selizwe lonke ku 9 provinces kunontlalo. U 100 umncinci. Size kwi ECD's NSRAC master plan. We seem to be giving, and I'm not saying we must not give. I'm not saying we must not give. It's good to give, but the preventative measures that must apply. In the case of money, the severity, yabantwana aba end up be siya kwa health, because that's what the policy says. Bafandwa ngu health ye severe disability and mild disability ifandwa ngu social development. I preventative measures esizenzayo into kuba kunciphe le disability kwenzele into kuba inyuke ngakumbi i-success rate. Zeziphi ezenziweyo kwenzele into kuba u-health angabi naxanduva lungako. Le drug master plan ndifuna i-details uba into kuba kwenziwa ntoni ngayo ndivile summarize yakho ndivile, but ndiyafuna ukuqonda into kuba apha e-Eastern Cape i-success rate yayo iqhuba kanjani apha e-Eastern Cape. Ndiyayiqonda ngokweprovince neentoni ziyohluka ke ngokweprovince. Okwesibini ndiyacinga okwesithathu ngoku ekhona uminister chairperson ngoku ekhona namhlanje ilona i-CPS ne-post office suppose kuba ikhona. Ndingayibuza umbuzo wayo ngoku ekhona. Yes. Okay. Dr. Tobela mhlali ngaphambili. Dr. Tobela liyeza ixesha. Liyeza ixesha.
Awungitobele, it's not part of the meeting.
In one of the ECG centers that we visited in the Eastern Cape, they were sitting with a problem of delayed payment of subsidies on the minister. They were just waiting for the money to come, and the money had not come. I think about 6 weeks had lapsed after the date of due receipt of subsidy. Can you please explain why at times your payment of subsidy is delayed?
Yeah, no, thank you very much, honorable members, your input. Yeah, the Lama Notepad is not diaries,
Repent, Minister, I did register their concern to one of your officials. I think it's being attended, and I told members. It was out of record. Let's leave it there. Members were complaining that you considered chairpersons of other committees, and you don't belong to those committees. You belong to this one. She's not here. The lady was busy with that project. She knows. They, oh, you see, acting EG knows about it. I let's finalize that project. It's causing me problems now in a formal meeting. Can we finalize that? From my side, Honorable Mpambo Spokwana is not being rude. Minister, we requested that we get that report. Even if you don't come here quarterly, we get a report, if we can get that report. It's an important report that she's referring to. But Jangang Hijack, a meeting in a dealer with something else. Okay, from my side, I just want to, before getting to Eastern Cape, appreciate the work done by the department on ECDs, Minister. 2014, when we started with this issue of ECDs, most of the things that we're complaining about now that they are not happening right, we're not done at all. So we appreciate the initiatives that you are doing. In Mpumalanga, in fact, they had already built 15, if I'm not mistaken, NDA. Beautiful. Maybe you can exchange MEC with your counterparts in Mpumalanga. They're building beautiful facilities. That is when I came, when I made my inputs, Ada, the standardization of ECDs. I want to start off by saying government has prioritized ECDs. The government priority was very clear. Now, our take in 2014, when we made a lot of noise, was that you can't prioritize something that you don't have control over. Build your own structure and prioritize them. You are prioritizing them. You can't say you are prioritize what? Because it starts from the structure. We may be talking to the wrong department because money is not with you. But we are saying to government, to the executive, if it is social development that has to deal with under five, give money for infrastructure to Department of Social Development. Let them build so that we can hold them accountable. One department accountable. That is our call now. We appreciate the, it is out of frustration because each time you come here we ask you about the infrastructure. Mpumalanga, when they reported, they said even though it's not our responsibility now, but out of frustration we had to build our ECDs. So we are calling government executive to if it is social development, transfer the budget. Let me tell you, from the local government, under no circumstances that the cities will prioritize. They're competing with water, electricity, and other pressurizing matters. People are on the streets for other things, immediate things. So they will never prioritize the cities. I know, because from where I'm coming from, it was not even on the agenda, because it's not a mandate of the municipality. It's not a mandate of the municipality. So, it's not. I don't know how that decision was taken, but it can't compete with water there. There's no way that it can compete with water. If we say social development, let's transfer that money from quota to social development. It means that we may have to engage quota or other departments or committees that are dealing with this matter so that we finalize, come to a conclusion. But we appreciate that you are doing something as a department. In terms of most of the issues members have spoken to, Minister, the initiative that you started, that they meet from provinces up to national level, it's really, you have to, you can,
And strengthen it with the inputs that we are making in this meeting. Some of the issues that we have not looked at, try to include in those inputs. But the audit will really assist, because now we're just talking as it is. We don't know what we're talking about, because most of them are in the garages and wherever, whatever. The extent of the problem will assist us, even if when we push, when they ask, even if you can push, they will ask, so what are you talking about? How many ECDs are we talking about? The audit is going to assist to know how many are government, how many are NPOs initiatives. The issue that has been raised by Zwane is very important, because in almost all the ECDs, I was at Alfred Nzok, all of them, they are getting payments late. All of them. 100%. To all of them, they get half of the number of the children they have. I was listening carefully when you said part of the issue that I considered to not acknowledge, I don't know what term you use, but for you to give them subsidy, the infrastructure, qualification of the practitioners, as well as the curriculum. They don't have those things. They're supposed to do this. They're expecting government to help them with those. They don't have. It's a chicken and egg. So that has to be looked at. This issue of infrastructure is very important that we deal with it in the curriculum. Education was very clear. They do curriculum for only grade R upwards, not under 5. So we must not be under the impression that they are responsible for that. And we appreciate that, Minister, that you are considering that it be done by a higher education, because that's where it belongs. How they do it when is another thing, but it has to be done. We also appreciate the schools, schools that have adopted by social workers. It's really a good move. But on the social workers again, I see the role of national government or department appoint training, giving bursaries to social workers as support to provinces. Provinces must budget for the absorption of social workers. You know, some provinces, when you talk to them, don't know the Department of Social Department Development is creating a problem as it's training many social workers. They need them. They need them. Provinces has to budget for the adoption of the social workers. But the point again that is raised by members, that it should not only focus on those ones. You must remember there are those who are trained by private parents or individuals. Yeah. Most of the issues were covered by members. Then again, the AMA cooperatives. It's a very good move. I wish all departments could do what the department is doing, because at the end of the day, we want to deal with this thing of dependency to government. Because when those people have money, they don't qualify to get AMA grants from government. I will give back to you, Minister, like we did with the previous department, that most of the inputs, issues raised by members are inputs. There were few questions. Inputs, you can strengthen your report as we go back. You know what to include in your responses. But most of them are inputs. I will give back to you. With the understanding that we really out of time.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honorable members, will try and be very brief. I think I will remember that the first time early childhood development and offence received a bigger amount of money was when
we received 1.2 billion over a period of the MTS. Then this time it's again 800 million over the MTEF. It's not a 1 year. Though we know that it was taken a decision to make ECT a public good, which is a need, which is very important, because if you want to monitor the progress of children and where they are, you must have ECTs. But also what we have to try and deal with the stereotype that says kids go to ECT when they go to buildings or infrastructure, because they also, there is also a home-based ECT where you train a number of women because of the lack of the infrastructure, so that they can be able to try and teach their children. What we are doing now is to focus on renovations, and then NDA, we have a program, because we saw that in a local government, the program of ECT infrastructure was at the periphery. We started a program of called Adopt an ECT, where various people would donate some funding, and then we will build an ECT through a NDA. Now, when the we also agreed that we're not going to shut old ECDs or dilapidated ECDs. We're going to assist them to ensure that the no-go areas are covered properly. Two exits, outside gas, latrines. Those we agreed we're going to assist, and then provided a temporary certificate. And then, because they don't qualify, what we've been doing is to, because also social development has a social relief of distress, is to put them under those that get a social relief of distress, because one other important thing is that children must eat at the ECD, more particularly from the poverty-stricken areas. Yes, we have a team responsible for that is focusing directly on ECD, because we thought that if we don't have that team, we're not going to be able to move faster. Many daycare centers, that has been happening throughout the country. And maybe we need to discuss how we are going to stop it. In other areas, you have an ECD here, and then 1 kilometer, another one. And then so the issue has to be looked into. Social workers. The issue of social workers is a very painful one. I don't want to come here and be crybaby. When the program started, government had declared it a scarce social work resource. Then we had a funding for the training of social workers that came directly from social development. But there was no funding for the absorption. In that provinces started
sacrificing other programs and absorbed social workers. And at a particular stage, they said, no, we're no longer going to absorb these social workers. And the money that we are using now to pay a few that we have absorbed is 500 million that is meant to train more social workers. Because what you see throughout the country needs a social work intervention. And we always say we have a feeling that a government is pouring a lot of services into a big hole, because you can take a kid to school, but when there is when a child comes from a disintegrated family and there is no social worker at school, it means they are going to lose the child at some stage. Problems of teenage pregnancy. No, it's okay. The issues of alcohol and substance abuse, just the program of a prevention program, social development is supposed to be strong on that. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a prevention programs, you lose a number of issues and you open a big gap at a community level. So not that we are quiet about the whole thing, but we thought that better we start with absorbing from the first year when social workers were not absorbed. And I think we need to consider what the select committee is raising, those that were taken by their families to university. It's a very important fact. And one other issue that we should raise here is that provinces added more money. That is why they had 100 to absorb. If they did not add money, they were going to absorb less. So everyone is trying because we see the need of the social workers building of the infrastructure. We do build when we get some funding, and then thereafter we take a responsibility of a programs. But what should happen is that before you do that, must have an NPO certificate and a fundraising certificate. And before, even if a government built an ECD, it would be treated as a non-profit organization. So what we need to try and do now is to turn that into a government structure, which is not going to be easy. You can't go to Mazwane and say what women did, most of our women did. You were a nurse, a teacher. They came together, used their pension, built an ECD. You then can't just go and say, hey, I'm taking over this ECD. There are processes we have to follow. And then diaries, Paul, she's a blooming logo very soon. I must confess, when did you put, what the chairperson is now, is Zola? Ugujwato leyako.
Ugujwato
leyako. Ugujwato leyako. Ugujwato leyako. And one other area. No, she's we are committing. I we are good even next week as they can be here. I didn't think of him balog. And then issue of the curriculum again. We've been working with a basic education, and Elsie Musa has been leading the process, who is chief director and focusing on early childhood development. Maybe you should come and present that here. Chairperson, yes, cooperatives are good when they have been formed, but they need a lot of training and a hands-on approach, because others have their work, but also they become members of a co-ops, which means that you are taking what unemployed women could be living on. And those that understand perform very well. So, and we have even officials that have gone through the process of understanding the commitment of cooperatives. For instance, the ones that are cooking, because you need to have an area that has to be checked by an environmentalist. We look for a place. Environmentalist goes there to check the place. Also, first day helps them to prepare the food, because you must cook in a particular way for masses. Because if you don't follow those prescriptions, you can kill people. And social development will end up taking responsibility. Even the sewing of school uniforms, you find out that there is this man that is being paid by these co-ops, and then he pays them. So you must do groundwork. So go to where they are doing their work, and ensure that SABS is there to check if IPNIF, their work is professional. I think our people are trying their best, and they must be given opportunities to prove themselves.
Thank you. I think you have attached to, you have responded on some of the issues. I think one of the issues that perhaps we always undermine in the department is that most of the wife went to the NGO group. She wants money. She wants money. She's creating an employment for her. But when she gets there, she finds a lot of difficulties, which some are legislated in policies, and a lot of capacity that she needs. Because you're giving money, government money, you've got to comply. These are the other difficulties, like what the minister raised in terms of the cooperatives. They are willing, but there's a lot of issues that sometimes are bottlenecks that we have to deal with, which we are dealing with, but not all of them at once. Coming to the issue of the delays for payment, that's another issue that also even undermines the performance of the department, because you find that we are not spending accordingly in a financial year. They don't know how to keep in the slips and all those issues, because you are being paid because you you have made a report that speaks about the budget that you've been given.
Mm.
I do want to say that there's a lot of work that is going to be done by social workers.
Mm.
Outside psychosocial support and counseling,
mm.
they've got also to be in their books
mm.
and capacitate them because Mama Jello or Fune the NPO.
Mm.
These are the issues that also I'm fighting with the issues to say, what are your internal financial controls?
Mm.
What is it that you are putting in place as procedures to improve, to make the NPOs to improve? It can't be that every financial year. There's a year that you should say, this is what you've discovered, this is what you are going to do to improve. Those are the issues. The delays, many of the time, are on the basis of that, because the department has a very clear procedure to say, they're paying you on this month, as long as you submitted this, you must have a report. Because we don't also want to do work that is not well informed of the budget processes and reporting of government. We're trying by all means, but there are those particular problems. I think we've listened to the committee, and I think we're going to put our effort to address on those issues. I'm not going to get to all of the issues, but that area that I thought it's important to raise.
I'm really under serious time constraints. Members have got other meetings now and one. I had thought the minister covered most of the issues.
Yes.
And we also say that this is also in preparation for the report back. You will improve your report based on the responses that you may still have.
Yes.
I don't want to do what I'm doing, but I think I have to do that. Having said that, I just wanted to thank you very much for making time. But we're hoping that we are going to make a difference, especially in those ECDs that we saw. But we still have this outstanding matter of the infrastructure of ECDs, which has to be finalized, which has to be concluded. Is one area that we must finalize. But as said earlier, we really appreciate, Minister, the work that you have done so far. Total, now we're talking about problems of implementation, not whether you do it or not, like it was in 2014. We appreciate the work done. All members, we are supposed to approve reports, but I can see we don't form a quorum now. Then the meeting stands adjourned. We'll reserve time for those reports next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Say,